don't chew tobacco, but he
shake do.
And I always behave myself, but he
do not.
Okay. And what's the shorter way of saying do not?
Do not play it because
God like him. Don't would mean
the
same thing,
wouldn't it? Don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's
go.
Let's see now. Would you put a word in all the sentences for me, please? I thought you was going to come now. What would you put in between you and coming? I thought you... What? Coming.
Were.
Okay. And we what going to take?
Do not.
We're going to if I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer yes, they are what? A lot of things I do. What word would you put between there and a lot? Yes, there
are.
And if I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you what color, what those roses?
Red.
Well, now, what word would you put in between color and those? What color, what those roses?
They were red.
Well, now, if you're talking about if the roses had already died, you'd say they were red. But if they're still living, you might say the roses. If I said what color are they, you'd say the roses.
The one of you that are red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, And what's the shorter way of saying that? You could say, do not.
I have, I see.
I haven't. If I asked you, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it
was not.
And what's the shorter way of saying that?
Yes.
Let's see, if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, If someone asks if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, I
know.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression might good or might not do something?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see now. I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. I came close to falling down. Well, I didn't quite fall though. A penny is, now on this part, there's just going to be one word that I'm going to be trying to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
Dime.
Yeah, but a penny is 1 cent, and a dime is?
10 cents.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say he's lived here now. On December 25th, you can say Happy Christmas, or you can say
Christmas.
And what's another word?
Happy.
Christmas again. Now there's another one that's very close to Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's see, what's a four-legged animal that barks?